This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another edition of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It is good of you to join us today. The civility effect. Five University of Nebraska-Lincoln students have announced the creation of the civility effect, and we're going to find out exactly what that is. With me is Emerson Bayless, who's the project manager for the Bateman team, and Amanda Barker, who's the deputy executive director and director of civic health at Civic Nebraska, who's one of the partners in implementing the civility effect. Good day to you both. Thank you for joining me today on Live and Local.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
I will toss this out, and you two can decide who will answer first. Please explain, what is the civility effect?
Mike, I'd be happy to answer that. As you said, my name is Emerson Bayless, and I'm the project manager. We got tasked with a really interesting campaign and obviously a really, really relevant one in the 2021 Bateman Case Study Competition, which is basically a student competition that's going to be national case studies just sent out to a bunch of different teams, much like ourselves. We're working on researching, planning, and implementing a public relations campaign for our client, which would be the Public Relations Student Society of America. So we decided to take a little bit of a different approach to the campaign itself. The civility effect basically states that there's that main misconception that civility is just too big of a problem for any one person to tackle. We enter into difficult dialogues with the assumption that our conversations are going to be different and we're never going to see eye to eye. And even if we were, we're unable to respectfully disagree. There's no real change there. So we hinged on the idea of the domino effect or the butterfly effect. Much like the knocking over of a single domino, one right or wrong response can set off a good or bad chain reaction. While people may not have control over the behavior of others, changing anyone's beliefs, they do have control over the small things that can end up making a really big difference.
Amanda, how does Civic Nebraska fit into this?
Yeah, well, we're proud to be a partner with the University of Nebraska Bateman team on this. We're excited that they took up this really important issue. Civil discourse and the corresponding media literacy skills has been a real interest area and kind of a blossoming program area at Civic Nebraska for the last couple of years. So helping adults, students, and everything in between make sure that they have the skills and tools necessary to have those really civil and forward-thinking conversations, because we know our civic health in every community across Nebraska and our democracy depends on it. So we're proud to be a partner with this excellent group of students.
So let me ask either of you or both of you if you want to tag team this. Ultimately, if you're having some discourse with somebody, discussing opinions, and it may be getting somewhat heated because of the passion involved on the topic. I'm going to call it widgets because we're not going to pick a side on anything, right? But somebody says you're wrong about widgets, and the other one says I'm right about widgets. How do we get civil about that?
I'll go ahead and jump in, and if Emerson wants to do the same, she's welcome to. Regardless of the issue at hand, one of the key features of civil dialogue between two persons or two entities is that it is fact-based. It's honest and fact-based. So if there's a basic disagreement on whether or not they're good or bad or right or wrong, then that's where the conversation starts, to try and, in a shared way, understand the truth of the matter using, again, fact-based resources and coming to that understanding. It's hard to have a conversation that advances the common good or even a deeper understanding of, say, widgets if you can't get to a point where you're sharing a basic understanding of what it is. So what I would say is that that's where the conversation must start.
Any comments, yeah, Emerson?
Totally. Amanda is definitely a really, really reputable source here. She's definitely an expert. Kind of what the team itself identified in our early stages of research is that civility isn't necessarily just politeness or agreeing or being nice. It's a lot more about having those difficult conversations rather than shying away from them, which we noticed that is kind of the common trend right now, where rather than trying to make some positive progress and move forward, people are much more likely to avoid conversations where they know they're going to disagree, and that is kind of how we see the problem as it lies.
I'm a big fan of this, of what you are proponents, okay? My question to you is, what is credited with being factual? Because we have seen, particularly over the last 5 years, that depending upon the media outlet you are gathering your information from, the facts are wildly all over the map. So how do we get back to a point that we can go, you know what, that's a fact? Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.